It's good to see each one of you in service today.
很高兴今天在聚会中见到大家。
I'm glad to see my friends back from Taiwan.
我也很高兴见到我从台湾来的朋友。
And I really thank that little string choir. You did very well.
特别是这个弦乐团，你们表现得特别好。
You see, we worship the Lord with all kinds of things. He said even with 10 strings, and that's these.
我们用我们各样的各样的方式来敬拜神，像我们用我们的双手，用我们的小提琴。
The only thing they have to be is it all has to come from our heart.
但这一切都必须是从我们心中而来的。
Our joy of serving.
我们对神的爱和我们服侍他的这种喜悦。
I know we have had some real tragedies.
我知道我们最近经历了一个很不幸的事情。
And I recognize that we had a very bad tragedy a week and a half ago or something, maybe 2 weeks now.
可能是一周半或者两周之前我们经历了一个非常糟糕的悲剧。
There's been a lot of talk, particularly on social media and others that are saying, where was God when this happened?
所以当这些悲剧发生的时候就有很多的讨论特别是在社交网站上大家就会问当这悲剧发生的时候神在哪里呢
Why didn't he take care of his children?
神为什么没有照顾他的子民呢
And I fear in my own heart that even among our people here, it may bring up question marks in your hearts.
我觉得就是在我们聚会当中的人也许你们也心里会有这样的疑问
You see, the devil has many ways of trying to discourage us.
我们看到恶者他有各样的能力想要去让我们对神失望
But there's some very basic elements as Christians we must understand.
但作为基督徒有一些是我们必须要明白的
One is God is not the author of evil.
首先第一点神并不是这个恶者的起源
He's not the one that brings evil
他不是那个带来恶的人
For he assured us in his word that I go to and fro doing good not evil
因为他在他的话语中应许我们他是本是为好为善的而不是为这恶
Now we're very human which we are we hate to see death we don't want to see death ourselvesUntil you get about 80 and then you wish you come wrong. But anyhow, we're very fearful.
作为人的话我们都不愿谈论或者不愿看到死亡我们都很怕这件事情。
Sometimes we come against tragedies in our lives or others' lives.
当我们遇到自己生命中或他人生命中这样子的悲剧时
that really hurts us and really questions or questions that come up inside.
这些悲剧就会真的伤到我们的心里，让我们生命中充满了各样的疑问。
That's why you and I have to have an understanding and a faith in God that knows that He doesn't allow these things because He wants to see people suffer. No.
所以我们必须从心里明白，也有这样子的信心，神允许这样子的事情发生。并不是神想要让这些人去受苦去受折磨
Now as you look through the word of God you will find different places and it's just hidden away reasons why God does what he does
但是当你仔细去读神的话语你就会发现在他的话中已经告诉我们他做这些事的原因是什么
You see we have to recognize he is God
大家看到我们必须要能够认出来他是主他是神
And whatever he wants to do he can
不管他想做什么他都可以
But he never in all of the word of God does anything without a reason behind it
但是神做任何事情都是有原因的
Now Isaiah said that the righteous perish or die and no one lays it to heartAnd merciful men are taken away, good men are taken away. And none considers that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come.
就如以赛亚先知曾经说到的，一人死亡，无人放在心上，虔诚人被收去，无人思念，这一人被收去，是免了将来的祸患。
Now what am I saying?I'm saying that God knows everything about our lives.
我是要说什么呢？我是要说神知道我们生命的每一个方面。
And he knows ahead that there may be some evil that will strike us that may either take our faith or take our life.
他知道在我们生命当中，在我们未曾经历的那些事情中，可能会有各样的恶去夺去我们的信心或者我们的生命。
So he said, there are those that are righteous that perish. He takes them out because there's evil ahead of them that maybe they could not face or he didn't want them to face.
所以圣经上说这些义人会死亡，神将他们的生命收去，是因为在他们的将来可能会有他们不能承受的这样的祸患。
Now, the problem with us here in America,We think that these things are only done in Asia and maybe some bit in Europe and in Africa, but it's coming home to us now and we have to understand it.
可能对于生活在美国的很多人来说，我们一直觉得这样子的悲剧只会发生在亚洲或者欧洲，但是这些悲剧现在离我们越来越近了，我们必须要明白这一点。
In the Old Testament, God was dealing with a nation.
在旧约中神是要对付一个国家
The people within that nation
是那个国家的国民
But in the New Testament God is dealing with the individual
但在新约中神是对付我们每一个人
And when God deals with the individual It's a different type of thing
当神是针对我们每一个人而不是说针对某一个国家的时候
Now,
事情就不一样
了 If you would go back with me to when we were when the Israelites were just beginning
如果我们看到当以色列民他们刚刚开始的时候
And actually God laid out their whole history
那个时候神已经为他们画出了他们整个的历史进程
So we see that God there promised themIf they would do good, he would give them good. If they would do bad, they're going to receive that.
所以神应许他们说，如果他们行好、行善事、行这样的事，神也会将这好的赐给他们。但是当他们行恶事的时候，他们收到的也是恶果。
But when we come to the New Testament, and we come to the building of the church, not a nation, but the church of Jesus Christ, there's something different.
但是当我们来到新约时代当我们看到神建立的不是那个具体的国家而是我们的教会的时候好像这个看起来有一些不同
You see, Jesus is not like us
你看耶稣其实不是和我们一样的
When we try to bring someone into Christ we tell them about all the wonderful things the peace of God, the joy of God how he walks with us and takes care of us
当我们要介绍别人信耶稣的时候我们通常讲的是主耶稣能给我们带来多少的平安多少的喜乐他多么的关心关爱我们
You know, in some ways we're conning people in to becoming a Christian
所以有的时候我们可能就是有点想要说服他们来信耶稣
But Jesus never said that
但主耶稣从来没有这么说
He didn't say come follow me and I'll make your life easy
主耶稣从来没有说过来跟随我我会让你过得更轻松
He didn't say come follow me and I'll give you a long life
他也没有说来跟随我我让你长寿
He said if you follow me you're going to go through tribulation they're going to kill you they're going to bring you before magistrates in other words he was saying if you follow me it's going to cost something
他说的是当你来跟随我的时候你要经历患难经历痛苦在人前受审判所以他说你来跟随我的时候你是要付代价的
And if I could take you from 34 AD all the way to now there are thousands and probably into the millions of Christians that have been beheaded or some way killed
如果我们看到从主后34年到现在有很多的基督徒很多信徒都各种各样的方式来殉道
So if you're serving Jesus for what you get out of him then my friendYou're serving him with a wrong attitude.
亲爱的朋友，如果你服侍神是为了从中能得到的利益和好处的话，朋友，你服侍神是出于一个带着一个不正确的一个态度。
One of my Taiwanese girls said she went home one day and she heard her mother singing a Christian song. They were pagans.
然后我的一个台湾的朋友，他一天就跟我说，他回到家听到他妈妈在唱一首基督教的诗歌
and Helen said mom how do you know that song
她妈妈并不是基督徒，她就问她妈说，你怎么知道这首歌呢？
Oh, she said, I was raised up a Christian.
然后她说，我从小在基督徒的 环境中长大。她从来都不知道。
She said, but you know, mother had three sons.
但她妈妈有三个儿子。
And one by one, they died.
然后这三个都一个接一个的去世了。
And so she went back to the idols.
所以她也就离开神回到拜偶像的时代。
If Jesus can't keep us from that, well, I'm going, what's he used to serving?
所以神没有办法保住他的孩子，他也就没有办法继续服侍。
And this is the idea many people have, and that's why there are those you see go back.
这是很多人都有的思想，所以我们也看到很多人慢慢就离神越来越远。
But he did say, and we look in Revelation, the sixth chapter, we see a scene there, beautiful scene in a way.
我们看到启示录中第六章讲到那个印几个印。
Said when the Lamb opened the fifth seal.
所以说在揭开第五印的时候。
I saw under the altar souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held.
我看见在祭坛底下有为神的道并做见证被杀之人的灵魂。
And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?
他们大声喊着说，圣洁真实的主啊，你不审判住在地上的人给我们身流血的冤要到几时呢？
And they were given then white robes.
于是有白衣赐给他们个人。
Said now you rest a season.
又有话对他们说，还要安息片时。
Until your fellow servants and their brethren that should be killed, as they would should be fulfilled. Now let me explain that to you.
等着一同做仆人的和他们的弟兄也向他们被杀，满足了。
For revenge. Now I feel like this is the ones that down to the Christian era are those that were persecuted and died as this.
所以我们看到这些被杀真的灵魂，他们大喊要伸冤，这些人可能就是在历史上这些被为主做见证而殉道的人。
Because they're crying out, Lord, when are you going to avenge us?
所以他们大声地喊说，主啊，什么时候才能给我们伸冤？
Just like a father, he sort of petted them and said, here, take this robe.
所以就像一个父亲一样，他就拍一拍他们说，拿着这些白衣。
Just wait until all of those that are to be persecuted is persecuted and my number is filled.
对他们说，你们就再要安息一段时间，等着那些和你们一起做仆人、做弟兄服侍的人也被杀，等到这数目满足。
You know what that infers?
你知道这意味着什么吗？
That infers that our Father has a number of souls of his children that will be killed, and then the end will come.
这意味着我们的父他有一个数目，他要有一个为神做见证被杀之人的灵魂有一个数目，当这数目满了的时候，就是耶稣再来的时候。
So you see, I believe God, because his attributes,Now the attributes are his character. Because of his attribute of mercy and goodness and love, these attributes that are so much a part of him kept waiting and waiting.
我相信上帝是也相信他各样的属性，包括他的慈爱、良善、信实虽然有的时候我们要看着这个一直在等等等。
And then it seems to me, he seemed to say, when this amount of people are persecuted for me, that's when I will finish.
看上去他好像在说，当有足够数目的这些数目的人为我做见证的人被杀被殉道之后，我的功就完成了。
So you see, this is seemingly that what he's doing. Do you know that more people, I don't know if this is true, but this is a statistic, in this last century has died as being martyred than in all the others?
这看上去就是神在做的事情，你们知道吗？在过去这个世纪中被谋杀的人的数目要远高于之前的几个世纪。
And we weep over it. We think of all of those that have given their lives. But they are a part of what God's plan is. And there's going to be more. There's going to be more that's going to go through persecution and die until that number is full.
所以我们看到这些人他们失去了生命，但其实这也是神计划中的一部分，也会有更多的人受这样子的折磨啊，被杀，失去生命，直到满足了数目。
Now in Hebrews it tells us, that's our hall of fame, it tells us there are many who through faith they subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the fire, violence of fire,Escape the edge of the sword.
在希伯来书中，也就是这个著名的这个第十一章，他们说到，他们因着信制服了敌国，行了公义，得了应许，堵了狮子的口，灭了烈火的猛士，脱了刀剑的锋刃。
Out of weakness was made strong, waxed valiant in fighting, turned to fight the armies of the allies, and women received their dead raised to life.
软弱变为刚强。征战显出勇敢，打退外邦的全军，有妇人得自己的死人复活。
So here we're seeing Paul talking about the fact that many were saved. Many, there were marvelous times that God intervened. But you'll notice that every time he intervened, it was they were going to do something. They did something for God. But now notice just the next sentence.
保罗在这里告诉我们说，有很多人他们脱离了刀剑，他们得胜，但是下一句话中又这样说。
He said others were tortured.
又有人忍受严刑。
They didn't accepting deliverance.
不肯苟且得释放。
They wanted a better resurrection.
为要得着更美的复活。
Paul was that way.
保罗就是那样。
Paul said I fought a good fight.
他说我打那美好的仗。
I kept the faith.
我守住了我所信的道。
And laid up for me is a crown of righteousness.
在我前面有那美好的冠冕。
Paul did not go to that chopping block a sad person.
但保罗就他没有是一个很劳苦愁烦的人。
For Paul had said many times, well, I'd rather be with Jesus, but I'm to be with you.
很多次保罗说，我宁愿现在与主同在，但我现在在你们中间。
So you see the hope.Of the Christian is not this life.
所以我们看到基督徒的希望不是在今生。
This life is hard and empty, and many times we feel dejected and distressed. But our hope is for an eternal home.
我们今生有各样子的苦难、空虚啊、沉闷，但是我们的希望应该是在那个永生。
And that's why those many of them could walk out. Ethiopians and go out where they were going, the Muslims were going to chop off their heads because they had a hope. They weren't, I'm sure they were afraid, we're all afraid. Who wants their neck cut off? You know, to me it would be the pain more than dying, but anyhow.
So, you don't
out with a hope?
当那些殉道的人他们像是被穆斯林啊什么砍头的时候，他们其实是带着这样子的希望的，因为其实你要想这种事情发生在自己身上是很疼的。
Actually, they said in one of those places that they wanted what? They didn't mind it at all. They went out there because they wanted a better resurrection.
所以他们其实知道也许会有这样子的后果，但他们是自己要为着得那更美好的复活。
So to many Christians, which should be to all of us.The fear of dying should be something like, Lord, I'm leaving an old shell that's sick and tired of all the struggle, and I'm going home to glory.
所以对很多基督徒来说，我们不应该有这种死亡的恐惧，不管是疾病还是患难，我们都要知道，主啊，我们是要向着那个荣美的家。
You see, the only ones that's feared are those that are not sure.
所以我们知道，那些真的害怕的，很多时候是因为我们没有这样的确信。
You say, I'm a Christian, but I'm afraid. Listen, my friend, when we get in contact and relationship with God and with Jesus, we're not fearful. Now we don't want it. I'd rather die in the flowery bed of ease, right? My mother died so peacefully. She just, that was it. Sure, that's, but let me tell you, as Christians, we can look beyond that hurt, beyond that sorrow, and recognize that we're going home to be with our Father.
所以我亲爱的朋友们，当我们看到我们对神的对死亡的这种恐惧的时候，我们要意识到，当我们和主耶稣建立关系的时候，我们就不应该再怀着这样一颗恐惧的心。我的母亲就是在一个很平静的过程中离开这个世界，当然人都希望这样平静的离开，但是当我们有这样永恒的盼望的时候，我们就会轻看这世界上的痛苦和忧伤。
So let me sum it up.
所以让我总结一下。
God does not bring evil. He is not any part of evil.
神并没有带来这世上的恶。
Everyone that's doing this is perverted, and it's Satan that is driving.
而这恶是由这人所行的恶，是因为撒旦进了他的心，是撒旦在指使他在做。
It may be that there are those that it's better for them to go now than later.
或许对于那些离开我们的人，有些人对他们来说，现在离开要比在这个世界上继续存活是好的。
It may be that some of these are going to be part of the resurrection number.
或许这其中有些人就是为了满足那整个救赎的数目。
Or it may be those who say, I want a better resurrection.
或许有些人他们说我要得着那更美的复活。
Friends, none of us likes death because it's unknown. We haven't gone through it before.
朋友们，我们都不喜欢谈论死亡。
But that's why the disciples, or that's why Paul and those said, it is our blessed hope.And what is hope? Hope is holding on to something. You don't see it now, but it will happen.
我们都不喜欢死亡，也不喜欢这些我们没有看到、我们没有确据的事情。但是使徒保罗在这里告诉我们说，我们就是要有这样子的希望。
You see, our word for hope is very, very weak. When they talked about hope was that they knew that there was a better place.
我们有时候说到希望的时候或者盼望是一个很浅显很软很没有力量的词，是一个但是一个我们能好像我们能看到的一个。
Now there's one thing that I really, how can I say it? Don't want to say I worry, but I'm very concerned about in this age we live.
在我们当今这个时代，有一件事情我是自己心里面很担忧很。
And that is that people no longer fear the Lord.
就是现今的人们好像都不再敬畏神。
You see, we're in this age of humanity that humanism, evolution, rationalism, so much a part of our thinking.
你们看到在当今这个世界，各种的人文主义让我们有很多各样的是我们自己的思考。
There was a time that no one would have questioned if there was a God.
甚至人们都不会去想去思想是不是有一位神。
But for the last 150 years, they've been telling us there is no God. We just evolved from gook.
所以在过去又这样子说，我们就压根没有神。
There's some that act that way, but we didn't. That isn't the way we came here.
有些人那样想那样做，但是我们没有。这也是为什么我们今天来到这里。
A powerful intelligence that we know as God.Now, how I thought to myself, let me think, how could he have come? And then I realized, Schwartz, you're not that smart.
有时候我在想说，哎，这个这么有智慧的这个神，他是我们是怎么来的呢？
You see, we don't understand outside of our planet. We only understand time.
所以大家看到我们。的理解并不能超出我们所在的这个星球。
The other elements.
我们只知道像时间呀、空间。
But we haven't the least idea about what is beyond our horizon.
我们其实看不到我们眼界所能看到的之外的东西。
Why we know that he is because he told us.
所以我们是怎么知道他是谁呢？因为他告诉我们。
He went on to tell us that he made the world.
他告诉我们他造这个世界。
And then he went on to tell us that, that he made man.
他告诉我们他造了人。
And as we go on to see what he's done, he went on and on until he said, now listen, I am the God who knows what's going to happen before it does.
接下来他也告诉我们说，我是那一位知道，预先知道将要发生的事情的神。
And we see that he not only said that, he proved that.
我们看到他不仅这么说，他也这么行了。
He has given to prophets predictions that were 3,000 years old when they happened just like they said.
我们看到他有各样的预言在三百多年前，然后都各样的都应验了。
See, that's why we realize that we're living in the end times.
所以我们知道我们是生活在末世的人。
Of course, they've been saying that since Jesus died and rose again.
虽然他们在主耶稣上十字架受死复活之后就一直这么说。
But you see, we really know we're getting close to the time when Jesus is coming back.
但是我们要知道我们确实是生活在末世，主耶稣就要再来的日子。
How do we know?
我们是怎样知道的呢?
He said, I am going to disperse my children, the Jews. I'm going to punish them, and I'm sending them out across the earth.
他说我要打散我的羊群,
and they're going to know nothing but misery.
将这些犹太人分散到全球全世界各地。
And if you follow the history of the Jews, you see that's true.
让他们只有这种受苦受难的日子。
Said,
如果你看犹太人的历史的话，确实是这样子的。
Said, day, back,
他也说，有一天我会把他们再重新带回来。
And they're going to become a nation again, and going to be a great part of the end time.
所以我将把他们重新聚集，让他们成为一个在这末世的很有力的国家。
Sure, with the stroke of a pen, Israel became a nation in 1948.
在一九四八年，以色列也重新的复国。
So we know we're in the end times.
所以我们知道我们已经是末世了。
You see, we need to learn to fear God.
我们要学会去敬畏神。
I'm going to say something that some are you going to really dislike me about.
我下面说的可能会让你们有些人特别不喜欢听。
But this generation we are in have been so.What shall I say? So indoctrinated in the love of God. Is that right? Oh, he loves me too much.
我们现在这个时代的人，我们太多的听到的都是神如何的爱。
Well, if I don't listen to him here, he still loves me. He'll forgive me.
我不听他的话，他爱我，他依旧会原谅我。
And we boldly go and do what God doesn't want us to do. And so we are saturated only.With that part of his attribute that is love.
所以我们好像就被整个的完全的定位在神的这个爱的属性当中。
You said, didn't God say, I so loved the world that I gave my son?
也许你会说，难道神没有说神爱世人？
And whosoever believeth in him,
把他独生爱子赐给他们。
He wasn't saying there that he loves us so much that he'll be a granddaddy and a Santa Claus to us. He was saying, I love you so much that I gave my son that you might have everlasting life.
神并没有说神爱世人就会纵容我们，而是说神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
And you say, didn't he say the two commandments, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all, and several times it says different things, but, and then love your neighbor as yourself?
在那个两其中两条诫命中也说到要尽心尽意尽力爱你主你的神，也要爱你的邻舍。
Until that has become the only thing many people see.
但是很多时候
This is where their good works come in, working their way to heaven.
很多时候人们就只看到了这个爱，只看到了我要做这样子的善事，这样子就可以到天堂去。
But they forget that he says, thou shalt not commit adultery.
但是神也说不可犯奸淫。
He forgets that they said, thou shalt not lie.
不可撒谎。
He forgets that he says, thou shalt not commit, that thou shalt, well, I've almost forgot them. But anyhow, whatever it is, you forget it.
他也有各种各样子的诫命，让我们不可以做这个，不可以做那个。但很多时候，我们都只记得他的爱，而忘了这些。
So you can go over the Ten Commandments, and then you say,、oh, "But Jesus came."
也许你看完这十条诫命以后你说啊，主耶稣来了，我们不需要再看那十条诫命了。
We can sort of, you know, once we know him, he won't hurt us again.
我们好像就知道啊，他不会再伤害我们了。
Once we say we believe him and he lives in our heart and he may, but he won't bother. He's just going to take me through.
所以好像当我们说我们接受他住在我们的心里的时候，他就会带我们很平稳的都度过。
Wait a minute, but there was Jesus. And Jesus had a sermon on the mountain.
但是你也看到主耶稣在这个登山宝训中说道。
So he said, you know, the commandment is thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say, if you look at a woman with lust, you've committed adultery.
他说到说我诫命中说到不可犯奸淫，但是你看一个 女人心里起了这样子的念头也算是犯奸淫了。
And every one of those things on the mount is where he added, if you want to say, put strength to what God had said.
所以他登山宝训中所说的其实是更加加强了神之前所说的。
You know, the Jews were so afraid of God, they wouldn't even pronounce his name.
你知道犹太人他们特别的敬畏神，害怕神，他们甚至不愿意说出神的名字。
My mother was pretty strict when we were growing up.
在我长大的过程中，我妈妈一直很严格。
And I can tell you, I was afraid of her.
我可以告诉你，我很怕我妈妈。
Not with abuse.
她虽然没有说。
But I knew what she said she meant.
她虽然没有说是这个过度的责罚我们，但是我知道她说的就是她。
And my little evil heart may have been cursing her, but I did it.
他所说的就要做到，所以在我心里我也特别的害怕。
And I love my mother.
虽然我很爱妈妈。
We never had deep communion, but I love her. I look at her astonished.
我很爱我的母亲。
You know what I found out this week?
你知道这个星期我发现什么了吗？
I know on social media, one of my friends was asking, should a preacher bring a gun to church?
今天我就在那个社交网站上看到有一个朋友在说。那个传道人讲道的人应该带一把枪吗？去教会的时候。
So I heard they began to answer his question. Oh, lots of people answered that.
所以很多人在底下有很多各样的讨论。
And finally, I saw one name I knew. This little girl, this woman grew up in my church.
后来我就看到一个回复是从一个我认识的人说的。
She said in our church, Sister Schwartz, stood up to a man with a gun.
他说在我的教会说姐妹她就对着一个拿着枪的人 就站起来了。我说我从来都没听说过呀。
So, because I was in the mission fields part of time, in college part of time, my mother wouldn't even think to tell me, I guess.
所以我当时可能在上学然后在合场我妈妈可能都从来没给我讲过。
So I wrote to her and I said, do you know any detail about it?
所以我就去找她我说哇你知道更详细的事情吗
She said, yes, he came in with a gun. He was...You know, wagging around, I guess, whatever they do. And she said, my mother began to pray. She's the pastor.
So she said, when this man
she said she began to pray.
Then
she began quoting scripture.
My
He turned around and ran out. You see, our most powerful weapons is prayer and God's word.
所以我们看到我们最有力量的武器就是我们的祷告和神的话。
You see, we have a God that we need to really fear.
我们看到我们有这样一位上帝我们真的是要敬畏他。
He said, what is man? David was saying this. I love David. David was such a humble fellow. He was saying, crying out, Lord, what is man?
所以大卫在诗篇中说到说耶和华人算什么。
And we see that when they talk about man here, I've got out of my notes. Anyway, okay. Thank you. Here we are. What is man? It was Paul that answered.
人算什么呢？然后保罗这样回答说。
Yes, it was Paul that answered. He said, man is evil.
人是
they're proud. They're covet.
人是充满骄傲的又充满恶的。
They've taken and mixed up in their lives about men and women and marriage.
人在这个世界中因着他的骄傲然后混乱了 神所制定的各种啊像婚姻啊各种的秩序。
So you see, he was telling me, he said, you know, they're lovers of themselves.
因为个人专顾自己。
They are covetous, boasters, proud.
他们贪爱钱财，
blasphemers,
狂傲，
disobedient to parents,
毁谤，违背父母，
unthankful, unholy,
忘恩负义，心不圣洁，
without natural affection,
无亲情，
truce breakers, false accusers,
不解怨，好说谗言。
Fierce despisers of those who are good, despisers of those that are good. And he goes on to say, they love pleasure more than they love God.
他接下来就说，他们爱厌乐而不爱神。
So when we recognize that Paul answered what man is today.
所以我们就看到保罗在这里就回答了人算什么，人是什么。
When you look over the greater population, we're not very nice, are we?
就当我们看人是什么的时候，我们看到人其实并不是那么好的。
But we see that God loved man.
当我们看到神爱世人。
He wanted man to become a part of his kingdom.
他想让人成为他国度的一部分。
It's going to be a beautiful part.
是很美妙的一部分。
If you think you're going to retire in heaven, forget it. You're not going to retire in heaven. We're going to make a new world.
如果你想说我们要在就是天堂里退休该多好啊，其实不是这样，我们是要建立一个新的世界。
God gave man two commandments. He said, take care of the earth.
神给人两个诫命。
And work. And I don't believe God's going to change it when we get to heaven.I hate to tell Dorothy this. She really doesn't want to do.
神给我们两个诫命，两个要求，一个是要管理好这地，第二个就是要做工，要工作。所以我们不能想着说我们在天堂里要退休了，多么美好。
I told her maybe he won't make her a cook. Maybe she can be a choir director.
所以当每次当师母说她要退休的时候，我都跟她说，哦，也许你将来要去做厨师，或者说在领导师班。
But he's what God is trying, or David is trying to get across, and what God wants from us is his rightful place. His rightful place is Almighty God. His rightful place is King of Kings. His rightful place is the Creator God. And we sort of bring him down to our level.
So we see that God, actually, in his本来的是他是万王之王，他是造物主，他是创造宇宙万物的。但是我们人好像就把神的位置自己要把它给拽低。
It's the man upstairs. Have you ever heard that saying? The man upstairs.
你有听过人们有一个俚美国俚语说就是楼上的人吗？
Like that, you know.
他们用这个来形容说上帝就是上面的。
They use his name as a curse word. Oh, that God would help us. And I have learned in my own life.That the more I love him, the more I fear him. Not fear that I'm scared of him, but fear that I will do something that will hurt him. We need the fear of God in our life.
我们确实在我们的生命中需要对神的敬畏，对他的爱，不是说害怕神、畏惧神，而是说我敬畏他，我不愿意做什么事伤了神的心。
David went on to say, What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou hast visited him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and have crowned him with glory and honor.
所以大卫接下来就说，人算什么，你竟顾念他？世人算什么，你竟眷顾他？叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
This was the original purpose of God.
这是神最初的目的。
But what happened?Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passes upon all men, for that all have sinned.
但接下来发生了什么呢？这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的。于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
You know, some of us are bittersweet. Yeah.We're good on one hand, and a little nasty on the other hand.
你知道我们很多人都是这种 生活中有苦有甜，我们可能这方面做得好，但有些方面就是总会弄脏。
Why is that? Because basically in the spirit, we are dead.
你知道为什么吗？因为在灵里面我们都已经是死了的。
That's why man's spirit is so empty.
就是为什么我们这个灵性上会觉得很空。
So now we've learned that man, as he's lived, isn't very good because of sin.What man is he that desires life and loveth many days that he may see good? So he said, what man is it that loves life, that really loves life and wants to see good?
所以圣经上也说有何人喜好存活爱慕长寿得享美福。
He said, this is the man that loves life.
他说这样的人是那样爱慕长寿的。
He keeps thy tongue from evil.
他要禁止舌头不出恶言
And thy lips from speaking terrible things.
嘴唇不说诡诈的话
He departs from evil and he does good.
要离恶行善
He seeks peace and he pursues it.
要寻求和睦并且一心追赶
The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and his ears are open unto their cry.
耶和华的眼目看顾义人他的耳朵听他们的呼求
And the face of the Lord is against them that do evil.
耶和华向行恶的人变脸。
And cut off the remembrance of them from earth.
要从世上除灭他们的名号。
And he went on to say, depart from evil and do good.
他就不断地告诉我们要离恶行善。
Seek peace.
寻求和睦。
And pursue it.
一心追赶。
You know, often...God and Jesus talked about the bride as a marriage.
We
said we're going to be part of the marriage. We're going to be the bride.
我们知道圣经上常常提到基督的心腹，我们会成为基督的心腹。
So, what does it mean? What does the fact that we're a bride, what does that contain?
所以当我们说我们是基督的心腹，这意味着什么？这什么意思呢？
Now, for a marriage to take place, or even a relationship to take place, because you see, religion is an institution, church is a place, but our relationship is what God wants.
我们看到教会只是一个地方，但是我们跟神的关系是神真正想要的。
You see, there's times that he had a tabernacle, but he said, when we get to heaven, there's not going to be a church. There's not going to be, because our relationship is the center of everything.
So we see in the 旧约中写到有曾经有这样子的会幕有帐幕，但他说在天堂在新天新地的时候，我们每个人都与神同在。
Now to have a relationship, there has to be interest on both sides.
所以我们要建立这样子的关系，必须是双方都有这样子的意愿。
Our preacher in Hope Sound was saying that he liked this girl.
我们在这个 Hope Sound 的一个传道人
说到。She was a year older than him.
说我喜欢一个姊妹，她比我大一岁。
She said there were four boys looking at her.
有四个男生都对她感兴趣。
So he began, you know, to be nice and show him her charm and everything, and.She didn't take notice.
所以他就开始对这个姐妹各样的献殷勤，希望她注意到，但是姐妹就没有注意到她。
You see, he was very interested.
所以你看到这个弟兄，他很有这种意愿，很感兴趣。
But she wasn't.
但是姐妹并没有。
So there was no relationship.
所以他们也没有关系。
You see, God's very interested in a relationship with us, but many of us aren't interested in a relationship with Him.
所以我们看到神很愿意和我们建立关系，但我们人有很多人都不愿意，没有这样子的愿意和想法。
He said, "So I put some effort into that, and finally she began to notice me."
他会说啊，那我就在这个关系中，我要再努力，他终有一天会注意到我的。
He said, "I put that effort in getting this relationship, but you know what happened? I had to put effort in keeping it."
所以我说我要尽我自己的努力去。建立这样子的关系，而同时我也要努力去保持这个关系。
You see, we might put effort in trying to get there to know the Lord, and we may pray and we may say lots of things, but if we don't put the effort into keeping that relationship,
我们看到很多时候我们都很努力的去跟神建立这样子的关系，我们祷告，我们说很多，但是我们并没有努力的去保持这个关系。
Prayer reading God's word. You may not think it's excited, but when the Holy Spirit lights that word up for you, it becomes the most exciting book in the world.
所以要祷告，要读神的话。也许你觉得读圣经很没有意思，但是当圣灵真的将神的话语点亮在你的心中的时候，你就会发现圣经是世界上最有意思的一本书。
But after a while, we begin to pray less and read the Bible less. We're so busy. We're so busy with the cares of life. We'll never make relationship with God unless we put effort to our relationship.
但是我们慢慢的又越来越少祷告，越来越少读经。我们都生活各样的忙碌，我们花时间在我们的生活当中。但是我们真的是要付出努力来建立并保持我们和神的关系。
And the pastor said he won her. That's his wife now.
啊，然后那个我刚才提到那个牧师，他就说我非常想要她，她现在是我的太太了。
He said, when I won her, we knew there was boundaries that we had to keep.
但是他说，当我知道我很想要她的时候，我知道我们中间必须要有一个界限。
I'm the only one you love.
这个界限就是
with all your heart.
我是唯一一个你可以全心爱的
人。I'm the one that you should talk to, not everyone else.
当你需要找谁来聊一聊，你要找我，而不是别的所有人。
And he went on to say the boundaries within marriage.
所以也看他这个婚姻中有这样的界限。
God gives us boundaries, and that's what he gives us. And when he said, "Don't do that."
所以神也给我们这样子的界限，比如他告诉我们不要这样做。
Because he knows it will lead to nothing but sorrow.
因为他知道我们那样行只会给我们带来忧伤愁苦。
Like the young girl that meets this boy and the parents knows he isn't going to really be good material.
所以当比如说年轻的姊妹遇到一个弟兄，但他的父母其实知道他们并不合适。
And she marries him.
她仍然要嫁给他。
And a year she's back knocking on their door. I left him. I can't stand him.
然后一年之后她就回到家里，然后敲门说，我受不了了，我离开他了。
You were right. You were right, mommy.
然后她会说，妈妈，你之前说的是对的。
You see, God never asks us to do anything that isn't for our good and for the kingdom.
所以我们其实我们知道神从来不会让我们做什么事情是不为着他的国度，也不为着我们的好处的。
When we come to this love, we come with humility.
当我们说到这个爱的时候，我们也说到谦卑。
I care. I feel, Lord, why would you love me? Why would you do these things for me?
我说主啊，你为什么这么爱我？你会对我做这样的事情
？I don't deserve these things.
我并不配得。
And so we live in that place.He's here, God we love. Many times when we look up to him and say, why would you take me? Why me? I wasn't worth any more than anyone else. I was born in the inner city of Baltimore.
所以我们把神摆在这样的一个高度的时候，我们就会真的仰头看神啊，我们本是不配，为什么你这么的爱我们？我并不比别的任何人好任何一点，但你如此的爱我。
I almost got into a girl's gang. I could go on and on, but somehow he loved me.
我从小成长在Baltimore 的这个城区里面。
And I began to love him.
我其实年轻的时候不是一个很好的女孩，
但是他爱我。And the more I loved him, the more I say, "Oh Lord, I just love you. I do so many things that." You need to help me with, but I so love you.
然后我就跟神说主，当他越来越爱我，我也越来越爱他。我就说主啊，我有很多事情是需要你来帮助我的。
You see, this is a love affair. This is loving our father and the elder brother, and them loving us. It's not religion. It's not even church. It's relationship.
所以这种爱并不是教会，也不是一个宗教，而是一种关系。
This morning, I trust that you have that relationship.
今天早上，我相信你们都有这样子的关系。
Sometimes the burden lays heavy on me when I think, if he comes, how many will go?
我经常心里很有这样子的负担，我在想，如果他来。我们中间多少人会和他一起同在？
He told the story of the virgins, and five of them thought they were ready, but they weren't.
所以他给我们讲那个童女掌灯的故事，他们以为他们自己准备好了，但他们其实没有。
We have to understand that there's a day when there are those that stand before him because it's in the word of God. And they said, Lord, I did this, I healed in your name. I did great things in your name, I served you. And you'll look at them and say, I never knew you. You see, we can make our own little kingdoms, but you'll never get to heaven without a love for God.A real love, a moving love in your life.
所以我们很多的时候，我在想，当有一天我们真的站在神的面前，我们跟神说，我奉你的名医治，我奉你的名服侍，我奉你的名做了很多，为你做了很多，但神却说我不认识你，因为其实我们做的都是在建立我们自己的小小的国家而国度，我们没有那个真正对神的活着的那个爱。
Do you remember?Oh, I'm sure you've heard it in Revelations and the Laodicean. He said, Church, you're neither hot nor cold.
我们知道在这个启示中又提到这个不冷不热的。
He said, You're lukewarm and I could spit you out. You see, he's going to take the temperature of our love. I wrote in Facebook this week or last week or something, and I said, It's time for you to take your temperature.Of your love for God. And every once in a while, it's good to take our temperatures for our love for God.
所以我们常常要自己去量，去自己去反省我们对神的这个爱到底有多少。我们要常常的来看我们这个爱的温度到底有多高。
Let's bow our heads.
让我们来祷告。
Father, we truly love you this morning.
主啊，我们今天早上我们真是爱你。
Our worship, our praise, will comes Lord from our hearts.
我们的敬拜，我们的赞美，都是从我们的心而来。
And Lord, as we spoke today, it's not that we want to try to hurt people, but we have to call out. This is our duty.
主啊，我们今天说这样的话，并不是要伤害到谁。而是这是我们的责任，我们必须要这样说。
For someday we'll be judged because of this.
因为有一天我们会因此而受审判。
So I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will take it home to the hearts that are ready.
主啊，所以求圣灵带领那些
You are beginning to hunger and thirst after righteousness, for you said they shall be filled.
主啊，也让我们有这样渴慕的心。
Give them a fear of God.
给他们一颗敬畏神的心
and a desire for a relationship.
让他们愿意和神建立关系
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣名
Amen.
Amen.